Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Caroline Manzo here. I just have one thing to say.
When you're here, you're family.
He deserved the slapjack.
He deserved this.
Before we dive in to the West Coast, I wanted to stay in the Northeast for a minute. So this week there was a reveal that Caroline Manzo like wrote a letter on behalf of her brother-in-law.
Yeah. I sure did.
Because it's now, I think it was confirmed that not only did he hire someone to beat up
Dina Manzo's boyfriend,
but also to hurt her, like, and terrorize her. So like all this stuff is coming out, and I think he's like gonna go to jail.
As he should.
And so Caroline apparently wrote a letter. I didn't read the letter, but apparently she wrote a letter on behalf of him against her sister.
Well, here's the great news, is that People magazine has Dina and Caroline Manzo, everything we know about the family drama between the Rome J alums.
People knows all. People knows everything.
Just when you think no one knows, people turn to people because people know.
It's like either about the Housewives or like Casey Anthony, mm-hmm. but they always know.
I love that they'll throw just like a horrific true crime into the mix of lighthearted celeb gossip. Okay, Thomas Manzo, Dina's ex, has been charged with hiring a hitman with mob ties to attack her husband, David Canton, in 2015. So I guess they're married now. Last month, he was also linked to a 2017 attack on both Dina and David.
Oh my God.
Thomas and Dina split in 2012 after 7 years of marriage, and Dina married Canton on June 28th, 2017. Okay, so Thomas Manzo has been literally terrorizing Dina ever since they separated.
I didn't know. I thought it was just one fell swoop.
No. Caroline is married to Thomas's brother, Albert Manzo, and recently expressed support for her brother-in-law, prompting Dina to speak out against Caroline and later Caroline's son, Albie. Good. Take them all fucking down.
What did she say about Albie?
Here's everything we know.
Hell yeah.
According to a release issued last December, my New Jersey U.S. attorney, Craig Carpenito, alleged Lucchese crime family soldier John Perna pled guilty to planning and carrying out an aggravated assault on Canton in 2015. My God. Prosecutors allege that he assaulted him.
I've heard of the Lucchese family.
Yeah, they're one of the big crime families.
Yeah. I think Albie is in that.
Albie is?
Albert.
Oh, Manzo.
I think he's associated with
like,
them.
If you have... No. If you're dumb enough to get Albert Jr. in your crime family, like, he's literally like Jackie Jr. on Sopranos.
Yeah, he'll take the whole organization down
he'll fuck something up and then he'll just get himself killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it in exchange for a discounted wedding.
That is not even a free wedding, a discounted wedding.
Just a deep discount. The family discount.
Yeah.
We'll give you the family. We'll I want a movie about this.
Can you imagine it being that cheap? Yeah, you still have to pay.
Can you imagine on your special day, you're watching your family member get married and you're thinking back to how you got this beautiful wedding financed by beating the shit out of a man
and
his
a woman.
Wife in a parking lot?
No.
With a slapjack. Perna, who's a made man in the Lucchese crime family, planned and carried out the assault on June 28th, 2015 with the help of a member of his crew. Perna was armed with a slapjack during the assault. In exchange for committing the assault, Perna held a lavish wedding reception at Manzo's restaurant just a month later for a fraction of the price he would otherwise have paid. The reception was attended by over 330 guests, most of whom were members of the Lucchese crime family.
Oh my God, can you imagine that wedding?
That wedding, there was a lot of money in envelopes being given to the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm. A lot of back office.
Oh, but
chats.
That was a wild wedding.
Yeah.
According to the original indictment, Thomas was upset that Canton had an ongoing relationship with his ex-wife and planned to have a violent assault committed on Canton that would leave a permanent facial scar. This is terrifying.
Oh my God. So not only to like remind him, but to remind Dina that he like owns her still.
Can you imagine getting attacked by a made man and his crony in a parking lot in Passaic, New Jersey?
With a slapjack? No.
Absolutely not. Perna allegedly used a dangerous weapon, namely a slapjack, but the I'm loving slapjack awareness 2021.
But also them assuming everyone knows what a slapjack is.
Namely a slapjack.
Do they have a description? Isn't it like a shank?
No, a slapjack is like a long... It's like kind of a baton, but I think way longer. I think it extends, like you slap it out and then you just hit someone.
Like a
with
police
it.
Thing.
Like, but longer and thinner.
Police carry slapjacks.
They carry a slapjack adjacent mm-hmm. kind of weapon.
Typical.
Thomas's lawyer said Mr. Perna, during his plea of guilty, never mentioned that he was involved in the activity directly or indirectly with Mr. Manzo. To me, that is evidence of exoneration of Mr. Manzo. So this guy is just taking the fall.
Conciliary?
He's a soldier.
Yeah. No, the attorney.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably like consigliere. He's probably like a crime. He's like the...
This is an incredible...
Roy Cohn of the Lucchese crime family.
Yeah. An incredible dovetail with my current Sopranos viewing.
This should be a miniseries.
This absolutely should be.
Yeah.
Then there 27. I didn't know that there was another attack.
I didn't either. This is what freaked me out.
Just a month before Dina and Canton tied the knot, the couple was the target of a brutal home invasion. The May 2017 attack left the reality star and Canton badly beaten and bound in their New Jersey townhouse.
Oh my God!
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Why is no one talking about this? This is the biggest news
That's
ever.
Fucking crazy. I thought it was just like vandalized or something.
Some of their personal belongings, including Dina's $60,000 engagement ring, were also stolen. In the aftermath, Canton and Dina, who is mom to adult daughter Lexi from a previous relationship, moved permanently to the West Coast.
Oh my God,
get
this
the
makes
fuck
sense.
Out of Jersey. The first arrest was made in the case in May 2019. Monmouth County prosecutor Christopher J. Gramaccioni.
Hey.
Italian. Announced in a press release at the time that James Mignello had been taken into custody for his alleged involvement in the invasion. It was unclear at the time if Mignello had retained legal representation to comment on his behalf. Following the news, Canton and Dina's attorney issued a statement to people on their behalf commending New Jersey's law enforcement officers for their work on the case. We are so grateful to the New Jersey law enforcement authorities whose diligent investigation over the last 2 years culminated in today's arrest. Thank you to everyone who's expressed concern for our well-being. We've had such a great support system. Last month, Thomas was linked to the case for the first time. According to a May 11th press release, he was indicted alongside Mignello for his role as an accomplice to first-degree robbery, second-degree burglary, second-degree aggravated assault, third-degree aggravated assault, third-degree theft, third-degree possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose, and third-degree criminal restraint.
Holy shit, this is like decades of jail time.
Yeah. Thomas was additionally charged as the sole actor in two counts of fourth-degree stalking of Dina and Canton. If convicted of first-degree robbery, Thomas and Mignello face up to 20 years in New Jersey State Prigione. And an additional 5 to 10 years if convicted of a second-degree aggravated assault. The third-degree charges carry a custodial sentence of 3 to 5 years in prison, while the fourth-degree offenses carry a sentence up to 18 months in state prison.
Damn.
This week is exactly 4 years since the alleged incident and 2 years since my client was first arrested, a lawyer for Mignello said in a statement shared with People from the week of the indictment. This is now his third indictment with nothing new alleged nor any new evidence presented. It doesn't take a legal scholar to see something is not right with the investigation.
Oh my God.
Classic.
That sounds like, literally sounds like Caroline.
We have to wonder if this much effort would be put into creating a fictional case if the alleged victim was not a reality TV star, his statement continued. To say at this point my client is patiently waiting for his day in court would be a major understatement. We are even more confident today than we were 2 years ago that Mr. Minella will walk out of the courtroom vindicated once the jury hears the true story and is presented with the real facts.
I bet they get off.
They will.
They'll get
bully
off.
They'll have someone like bully the jury.
Totally.
Like
they'll
or
get off.
They'll pay off like policemen. Yeah. Or they'll just kill someone.
And also, if mobsters go to jail, they're like taken care of in jail.
So, finally, in June 2020, Thomas was arrested for his alleged involvement in the 2015 attack on Canton and pled not guilty to paying Perna. At the time, he was ordered not to have any contact with the victims. Unless an attorney is present, he's awaiting trial. So he's about to be on trial for the 2015, and then he still has to tackle the 20. I bet he probably will do some jail time.
I mean, especially the second attack, like, that is horrific.
Following his arrest, Caroline spoke out about the situation, telling Extra the family was heartbroken. This is family on both sides, she said. I want to know the truth, and my allegiance will lie with the truth.
I remember that quote.
Yeah.
I'm heartbroken.
We don't run from things like this. We address them, she added, and I feel comfortable with that because we are being painted with a brush that does not reflect who we are as people. Last month, Thomas was arrested again, this time for his alleged role in the... Give this person a Peabody Journalism Award.
This writer is just giving us all the information. Thank you, God.
He was arrested for the 2017 attack. A week later, he was released on bail as he awaits trial. Caroline supports Thomas, and Dina responds. During the May 21 hearing, Thomas's defense attorney said dozens of people had written letters in support of him. I'm sure all family members.
Yeah.
Including Carolyn, who called Thomas kind-hearted and caring in her letter. Days later, Dina's friend Luke McKibben shared an Instagram post slamming Caroline's support for Thomas. This McKibben guy better watch. I would not be Instagramming anything. McKibben shared a photo of Caroline and brother-in-law Thomas with the words "thick as thieves" written above them.
Damn.
And Dina appeared to support McKibben's message with a comment below. For years, I have sat by and watched Dina take the high road over and over, he captioned the post, staying silent for many reasons, but mainly out of respect for the family. There's a million things I could have said throughout the years and spoken up to defend her. She would forbid me to say a word, but I can't stay silent while others continue to help.
Who is this gay?
This gay, yeah. He really...
God, that's a good gay.
It is, but you're also like, can you please not?
Yeah,
like,
don't.
Please don't do this.
During Pride Month.
Yeah. You will reap what you sow, and I find this extremely fitting. After all, they are your most famous words. McKibben's about to get slapped.
Yeah, he's also like a housewife's stan.
Yeah. Dina commented, normally, Lukey, I would ask you to take this down, but you know what? I'm starting to think that some just expect us to stay quiet while they continue to hurt others. That's what gives them that power. I'll say it again. It's not okay to take kindness for weakness. Plus, if I don't laugh at this point, I'll just continue to cry. I love you.
Lukey.
Lukey.
Lukey, normally I'd tell you to take this down.
She also wrote, you know what?
You know what? Power.
These people. Dina's 25-year-old daughter, Lexi, also commented.
Hell yeah.
Writing, someone had to say it.
Lexi, of course, loyal to the end to mom.
I wish one of us had commented, and then it was like, Carrie O'Donnell from Sexy Unique Podcast also commented, she's starting.
Carrie O'Donnell, co-host of well-regarded Bravo Comedy Podcast,
Sexy Unique Podcast, also commented on McKibben's post.
She's starting. What if Ashley weighed in? Fuck you!
Fuck you, Danielle.
Fuck you, Danielle. Fuck you!
I'll bet Ashley is Team Dina.
No,
who's
Jacqueline's Team Caroline? Hardcore.
So then Ashley would be Team Dina, to piss off her mom.
Caroline's got the whole Larita clan under her thumb as well.
Yeah, but Ashley's a fucking going rogue.
She might be.
She took to the rain. She put a crochet beanie on.
But she's definitely on her parents' payroll, so.
Yeah, so maybe she, yeah, she
she's,
keeps
she's
them.
Wily.
Albie Manzo gets involved. Caroline's eldest son, Albie Manzo, teased last week that he would discuss family drama on upcoming episodes of his podcast, Dear Albie, prompting Dina to speak out against her nephew. Oh, shocking. Going to speak out about it on his podcast for the downloads, Dina commented under. I love when there's now like podcasts are legitimate drama sources. Yeah,
also the commenting.
Commented under the post according to screenshots of the conversation obtained by a fan. Unfortunately, this will just be a storyline to profit from. What a shame. Albie35 also supported his mom on Instagram in a comment left on one of his posts. Oh, and real quick, before anyone gets excited that someone with the last name Manzo posted something, this is your clown-ass chance to leave baseless comments like you think you know something, he wrote. Illegible, as always. He can't read.
He did.
Well, yeah. That made no sense. It was right on brand for old Albie.
I don't even think it's the not being. I think it's just he's just can't. I just think he's extremely ill-equipped.
Well, he goes, I haven't been silent. I've been busy, he added.
Oh, doing what?
Like picking its butt.
Yeah.
But I've had just about enough of this bullshit, and you'll be hearing from me soon. Don't you worry. In the meantime, Mama Bear, you're the strongest woman I know. I love and admire you more than you will ever understand. That's just like, please keep the direct deposits coming.
Yeah, they're paying for his fucking apartment in Jersey City. I'm just like, first of all, it just shows this family, they're connected.
They're connected,
but they're like, you're not the Kennedys.
No.
Why would you want to be? But second of all, like, stop acting like you're this, like, oh, of course, everyone, you know, come like Manzo's a household name. It's not a household name. It's a household name for like...
In this household?
In this house, name. Yeah, but like, it's not, like, stop.
You know what?
You know what, Lukey?
Lukey, God bless you.
This is why Caroline, they need to be back on the show.
Can you imagine how explosive this drama would be? Dina can't go, like, Dina's life is in literal danger.
Doesn't she live out in like Malibu?
If I were her, I would be living like... She's like
she lives in like Carmel.
I know, as far away as possible yeah. from all this. Which God bless her. You know what? That's a good decision.
I think her new guy is like a beefcake, though.
Yeah, he looks like
bald daddy. So
he has hair.
Oh, does he? I thought he was bald daddy.
There's this picture of them.
He can defend his.
He's hot.
Oh, he's hot. He's like young.
Yeah.
Dina's like, I'll defend my man.
Incredible.
I wouldn't want to fuck with Dina.
No, but I mean, also like
that's to
robbing
be bound.
Them, bound, binding them, stealing her engagement ring. That's like a clear sign.
Well, like, it reminds me of, remember, you know, the story of Fran Drescher and her ex-husband who's gay, getting home invaded and bound and gagged.
No.
She and her ex and I think her best friend were like brutalized in her home, like in the 80s. And they were tied up in like fucking like a night of horror.
Ugh. That makes me sick.
Our queen, my queen. I don't know if she's your queen.
Oh, she's my queen too.
Yeah.
You know what? She's my queen.
You know what? She's my... But this happens. Home invasions happen.
Well, yeah.
Well, but I'm saying to...
No, but they do.
To famous people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Damn.
I, like...
But to... I don't know. I feel like, especially, I mean... If you're all about being thick as thieves, you know, this is your blood. This is your baby sister.
Mm-hmm.
And especially as a, I mean, but if you're a woman taking the man side, it's just part, it doesn't that reinforce like violence, women just being expected to take it.
Yeah, but it's also like her husband's brother. So
I know, but that's her fucking, like, I'm sorry, she knew her sister before she knew her husband.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not, I think.
No, she, I know, I'm just saying, like, rhetorically, like, it's, I would have taken Dina's side.
Oh, absolutely.
They should distance.
Because I wouldn't want to date someone unless it was literally James Gandolfini as Tony Soprano. Like, no interest in.
You're that Kim Cattrall. I don't want to be in a situation even for a minute.
Even for a minute where there's a slapjack involved.
I mean, it's, guys, lest we forget the Manzo's dad was found murdered in the trunk of a car in a shopping, in a parking lot, like off the turnpike. So like, this is not a, this is a family that's, they have a history.
They,
what a history. History. But like, truly, they tiny, truly tiny do. Manzo. And,
well, if anyone from a Lucchese crime, like a literal mafia soldier, a made guy is coming at you with like a young, one of his crew in a parking lot with a slapjack.
Hey, this is a good initiation for you. Why don't you come on and help me out? It's a small little job, but, you know, we got a good wedding out of it. And I think it's a good experience for you.
You got to come with me. You got to come with me. On Saturday night.
Don't ask me questions. I'll pick you up at 7.
Yeah, he probably did get picked up by his crew member.
We'll wait
and
till
they
the street
went,
lamps are on.
Yeah, waited out in the parking lot.
The drone said, of the drone of 295 or Jersey Turnpike in the distance.
And they whipped the slapjack out and they go, hey,
hey,
hey, what's that, your jacket? And he goes, sorry, what? And they just beat the shit out of him.
Hey, you like pancakes?
What? And they kicked him. They probably pancakes? Kicked him in the pancakes? Flapjack.
Flapjack. Hey, you like flapjack pancakes? Yeah? Well, how about a slapjack?
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit. And they sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. And then they kicked him in the ribs, I'm sure, repeatedly.
And then Melania comes out of nowhere and goes, hey, look at that fucker.
Hey, you little pussy getting beat up in the parking lot.
Oh, shit.
Suck she, my dick.
Suck
she
my
rolled
dick.
In on her fucking, like, four-wheeler. Yeah. Her little
hey. Hey, what's she going goes, on here?
Hey, Tom at Canton, get in. Yeah. She got the crew. She goes, get on. Let's get the fuck out of here.
We'll take you back to Tower Co. Come on. He's just, like, on the ground writhing in pain. Hey, fuck you!
She goes, let that be a lesson to you, you big old piece of shit. Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches! I mean, it's fucked up.
It's really fucked up. That's also, it's like, you really realized how deep the crime goes.
Yeah. Because
people were quick to pounce on, like, Joe and Teresa, but I think they're just, like, standard-level scammers. Like, just tax evaders. I don't think that they're, like, mafia connected.
Remember Albert Manzo was, like, the water commissioner? Like,
yeah.
That's fucking,
that's
like,
deep corruption.
They're, and, I'm you know, that she's very troubled, and she's done and said a lot of crazy shit, but Danielle Staub.
She knew.
I feel like she is, at the end of the day, vindicated in all this, because she was... We all laughed at her. I laughed at her being like, what? She thinks this family is going to kill her.
Danny Provenzano?
But she had every reason to. She knew.
She had bodyguards.
She knew. It's crazy. Like, we all, like, trolled her and laughed at her for, like, being like, stop chasing me. Or being like, they're going to kill me. And then my kids don't have a mother, you know? But, like.
Or I fall out of the. What did she say? She was like.
They come up and they beat me up in a restroom at the restaurant.
They give me a punch. And I
fall and hit my head.
My kids don't have a mother anymore.
And poof. My kids don't have a mom. She was not that far off. It was not that baseless.
She was right to protect herself.
She was like, the Manzos are dangerous people. And like, Caroline going, you're a clown.
You know what? You're a clown.
But she was gaslighting her. She was like, you're coming in here with your bodyguards. Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you going to do, Caroline? I'm afraid of Caroline.
I don't want to be alone with her. Caroline is the kind of person that just says like a sentence and then... things are carried out based or she like gives a suggestion and then like something happens down the line.
You appear like on her lawn and she's standing on the other side of it with her two Durban Shepherds and she just goes, take him.
Mm-hmm.
And they all just go, ruff, 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 and you just get.
It would be a shame if you were stuck in a parking lot and someone came by with a slapjack.
And then she goes, we're making pancakes this morning. You want a slapjack?
I mean, a flapjack.
What? I said flapjack.
What would you do if you got your husband, the love of your life, got brutally assaulted and then you knew that your sister was somehow like connected to it?
I would be in deep therapy and go into hiding.
I wouldn't stick around Jersey.
No, she didn't. She got out of town.
No, they stuck around until 2017.
Look, she was like, you know, she was married to the guy. She knows. Dina knows how deep this goes. And that's why they're all like uniting, cuz she's going to spill the beans on all of them, I think. I think it's not only going to affect the brownstone, but it's going to affect, I think other shit's going to come out.
Well,
I think.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's what I think.
Because I think that
I know,
these
not.
Two guys, like whatever, the guy that committed the robbery, much like the guy who assaulted him in 2015, will end up just taking the fall. And like the trial will either prove that they're guilty and then they go to prison or whatever. And I think that's why Dina has leaned so heavily on law enforcement, is because like she's not going to say anything that she knows or like inform.
Yeah, because you get implicated.
Yeah. So then, and also it's just like you, your life was probably even more in danger. So you just like give all the evidence to the police and move to the other side of the country.
Her daughter moved here too.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
They're much safer. I can't believe they're literally run out of Jersey by the mafia.
By the Manzos.
Mm-hmm.
Albie Manzo. Mama Bear, I love you so much.
Mama Bear.
Shut up.
He literally had to like auto-dictate that text.
Shut up, Albie. Quit chasing me! Quit chasing me.
Yeah.
That's what I would say if I was Gina. They literally chased Dina.
Danielle, I want to know what she...
Oh, I can't wait. She needs to do an Instagram live. Where she
I hope
just
she
talks
like
about
live
it.
Covers the trial.
She will.
Okay.
Motherfucker. What did she say? You little fuck shit. Doesn't she call him... What does she...
I can't remember.
Fuck stick or something.
It's been too long.
My dad one time said the word... He... never mind. It's a long story. But...
Save it for another day.
Save it for a rainy day. But it reminds, one time I was at a frat party when I was visiting my friend in college when I was a senior in high school. Me and my best friend, it was his brother, and he was a freshman in college. And his friend took us to a frat party, a girl. And we got in there and they were like, hey, these guys can't be in here. You know, like, because they only want young, like, freshman women. And,
mm-hmm.
and they went, take them out back and punch them in the mouth. We were like, take them out back.
Punch him in the mouth.
Punch him in the mouth.
Okay. I know we said it last year, and then obviously we all know what happened. Foiled our Jersey plans, but maybe 2021 or early 2022 is the time we finally get to Jersey.
We go to the Preakness.
I'm fucking craving Jersey now more than ever.
I want to go to Posh, and I want to go to that plastic surgery with the missing letters.
Yeah, I want to go to that plastic surgery place, Posh. I want to go get a panine. I want to go to the Preakness.
And I want to go to the...
I want
to
go drive by the Tony Soprano house.
I want to go to the Brownstone.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to let us in.
No, we'll have to... We'll go in
I'm
going to
wear a disguise.
You need to wear like brown. You need to wear brown contacts, and then I'll wear like a brown wig, and then we'll and brown contacts, and we'll look Italian. We'll get spray tans, and then we'll be like,
no,
hey.
I'm gonna wear red, blood red eye contacts and fangs.
I'm gonna wear totally black eye contacts.
You'll be like Wes Borland or whatever from Limp Bizkit, and I'll just be like, I'll borrow Simon's red contacts and fangs.
Yeah, and then we'll go. Assume the position, haunt the brownstone.
We'll just dress like absolute vampires.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't, I mean, if they refuse us.
Hey, that's discrimination.
I know what's going on here. That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
Where's the back door? Where's the back office?
Dying to go to Jersey. Thomas, remember he lived in the brownstone and put that as his residence?
No, Albert did.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Albert did.
Albert.
And that's apparently, according to Danielle, where he kept his guma.
Where he kept his gumas. I didn't say it.
The sirens. Anyway.
Okay, but someone please adapt this into a
please.
Fucking limited series or a movie. Like, this could be like a Sopranos-esque.
And I ask any listeners out there who are in the area, I know we've got a few.
Who
have
Jersey
some
girls,
connection too to these women.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, anyone can weigh in and chime in and whether on reader mail or not, if you know any info, because I'm sure it's the talk of the town.
Yeah.
Let us know. Write in. What's going on up in, what's going on up in Franklin Lakes?
Yeah.
I want to know.
And also, like, if you have big summer cookout gatherings,
invite
the both of us.
Yeah,
because I would love to just...
I want to go and just get gossip.
I want to get gossip, and I want some just, like, big Italian men to grill up some sausage and then just, like, laugh and smoke cigars.
What if I get slapjack, though?
You won't. I'll go, hey, are you...
Hey! There you are!
There you are. You're gonna... I think... Maybe the Italians are a little more gay friendly
than they were.
They're like, you're one of those LGBTQ.
Yeah, I knew. I had a cousin.
Cousin Greg.
Cousin Greg, he was in the LGBTs.
We like him.
Yeah, he's great.
We accept his lifestyle.
You know.
It is what it is.
Anyway, yeah, so weigh in if you know any information. Pray for Dina, pray for Lexi, pray for Dina's man. And Caroline, all I have to say is,
your day will come.
You're a clown. You know what you are, Caroline? You're a clown.
Sei un pagliacci. That means you're a clown.
Ooh, pagliacci?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Anyway, talking about other clowns.
Talking about some Beverly Hills clowns.
Speaking of the clowns. Oh, wait, by the way, I'm Carrie.
Oh, I'm Laura.
And you're listening to...
Sexy, Unique Podcast. Beverly Hills Angels.
We're back in
old Lake Tahoe.
The Lake Cuomo of California. That's mm-hmm. not a saying. I just made that up. We come up on Crystal's still confronting Sutton about the I see no color. Sutton, I see no color, whatever her last name is. Stackhouse? Foster?
What's her last name?
I don't know.
I forgot to.
Sutton Foster's a... She's on Younger.
You think that
I think it's Stackhouse. Cookie Stackhouse. I'm tired today, guys.
I know. We'll never know.
Yeah, so they're like... Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, like, you think that this conversation has been, like, nipped in the bud and we could move on, but no. Like, we're still in the bear room. Kyle's sitting on the counter, keeping her cool. And Sutton continues to dig her own grave.
Mm-hmm. Crystal's like, are you that girl? Yeah. Are you that girl? And she's like, Sutton starts crying and she goes, I truly don't see color. The word racist to me is a virus worse than COVID. I can't. I was like, okay.
It's like, Sutton.
Sutton,
you're
honey.
You're saying everything you're not supposed to say, babe.
And then Kyle goes, I think that too. And I was like, oh God, here we go. Like, Crystal's just kind of like,
well, she's now been put in the position to be like,
explain.
This is like a teachable moment by Bravo, yeah, where we go into like why it's problematic to say I don't see color. And I think this is
deeply fucked up that they're forcing these women of color to like who they're bringing on when they should have been on years ago to explain race tension and race issues to white women.
Yeah. I'm like, if you were hiding under a rock for the past year, you know, like you already know.
Yeah.
Or if you're hiding under a rock, this is all news to you. But uh-huh. If you weren't, you already know what the deal is. So it's like to see it play out in this way is just like robbing the castmates of having actually like entertaining and fun storylines, and then robbing the viewers and putting them in this position of being like, let's all fucking relive these lessons that we've learned over the past year,
and putting Crystal in like, she's like, I just wanted to go out of town and have fun.
I know.
And she's having to like have this convo with this woman who she describes as 20 years older than her, which I thought was really funny.
She's really just 12. She's 12 years older than her. And I think Sutton is brutally mishandling this whole thing. She needs to just like not interrupt and then just be like sensitive and then move on. And like that's the way to wrap it all up. But she is doing.
She's doubling down.
She's doubling down. And then she like continues to let it fester and it causes more problems down the line. And it's just like, this is just not the way.
Yeah, she keeps she's explaining it to Crystal, which is just not, it's she just needs to be like, you know what? I hear what you're saying. I'm going to think about this.
She'd be like, totally.
I totally get it. And I respect what you're saying. And I don't want to put you in this position. So I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she had to say. And be like, I'm, you know, I hear you. But again, she's not. And then she starts talking about how she's experienced racism because she's from the South.
Yeah. And everyone thinks she's racist because like she's from the South and she's like, a thick accent.
Like, you know, I live in like, the
okay,
amateur.
So.
Yeah. But like, I'm like, really? It's like when Irish people are and Italians are like, we face discrimination. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, shut up.
The anti-Italian defamation league.
Yeah. It's like, come on, guys. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel for her because it's clear that she like definitely is terrified of being called and outed and labeled as racist.
But that fear is driving her to speak over this woman and like kind of negate everything that she's a woman who's not white is telling her, this is how it is for me. And this is, I'm telling you what it's like to actually live this experience. And her fear of being canceled or like seen as like insensitive is making her even more, it's
backfiring on her when she's kind of engineering it to backfire on herself. Like the best way is just to like not be racist and then it's like over and done with,
and just accept that you won't know what that experience is like, but you're like willing to hear her and like learn about it and like, you know, and not force this person to like teach you.
Yeah.
It's not her job to teach Sutton, but Sutton needs to chill out and she needs to also stop immediately victimizing herself. She's done it before, like not just with this, like in she is
well, once she gets on, like it's like
Karen,
once
she's a little bit of a Karen.
Really, she's really sensitive, I think. And I think once
right, but
like
I'm sensitive and I don't like you don't,
I know, but once like a button gets pushed for her, it's like it's a domino effect and then everything kind of becomes about that. And then it's like, how do I correct this thing? Like, I don't want people to think of me in this way. And then it becomes all consuming. And then you just burn the house down with your own insecurities.
And I say this as like a white person, but like to watch this, it's like, this is what you see so many times of like a person like Sutton, who's like being like, like backing into a corner and just being like, you know, and it's like, it's so, she's doing exactly what, it's just textbook.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's like,
I don't think Sutton is like,
I don't think that she means.
No, I don't
like,
either.
And I was glad to see, like at the start of the episode, I was like, oh good. They're like squashing the beef and then they can like fight about something else, like leather pants or whatever.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I want to see.
Yeah, like let's just like squash it and understand and move on.
I think Sutton legitimately has friends of all different kinds of like experience. And I think she's legitimately like a probably a good person and like supports people and like is progressive in that way, but she's trying to absolve herself of something and like, and it's just, she's not doing herself any favors by this.
Yeah.
And I think two things can be true.
But this is also like timing wise, I guess they're filming this like right before the election after like a summer of just like total racial tension and like everyone fucking trying to burn everyone else down on social media. So I understand like why she's flipping the fuck out, because also it's like she's on a, it's not just like, oh, she had a weird conversation with her friends on vacation. It's also like cameras are rolling and your every sentence and whatever is being captured. And then also it's like Bravo just fired people. Like
I don't know. I think
I'm not like excusing her actions. I'm just like, I see why she would be like flipping out. Like, would you or I handle the situation that way? Absolutely not. Just be like, I'm sorry, and like, let's move on.
I just think, despite the fear of like ramification, it's like she's just making herself look like a fool. It's if you really, if she did have these experiences like with people of like different color and like different, you know, everything, like she should know that this is not the way to have. So it's, she's showing herself a little bit, but I don't know. But Kyle, I was like, Kyle, don't fucking at it. And then,
well, Kyle's just lucky that like, Kyle's lucky that Sutton's there to take the fall for everything. Cause if you really think about it, like, she's the one who really came after someone in like a dangerous tangible way. And hurtful way.
Yeah, she's like, so she's like, just lucky the Garcelle thing's getting seemingly glossed over.
And then Sutton can freak out. And then if she's just quiet, everything just like rolls off. And so
it's that just is
like, it's just all, I don't know.
That is true. Crystal saying their generation, like Gen X, like she's like, I think they were all just raised to be colorblind. But like, you know, I am. This is my color, and like, this is my, you know, like, I see, she's like, if I see a friend who's black, I see them as black. If I see a person who's white, I see them as, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I think that's what she was explaining. Like, you can't just not, because that disregards the person's experience. And yeah. That's what she's trying to say. She's not trying to like shame Sutton. She's just trying to tell her that. And Sutton's just so sensitive.
Yeah.
From the start, I think that's just who she is. So she's going to, and she makes everything about herself as an attack on her. So mm-hmm. she's very defensive.
But
anyway.
I think that they finally like get to a place of understanding.
For now.
And then can like go to bed.
They wake up the next morning and Dorit is up early and she's FaceTiming with her kid, Jagger. And she goes, Jaggy, look what mommy found in her luggage. And it's like a little like leaf or something or like a little card. And she goes, oh, it made my morning to see it, Jaggy. Look at this. Bye. Mommy loves it, Jaggy. Thank
mommy
you so.
Mommy loves your gift,
mommy
Jaggy.
Mommy loves your gift. Thank you so much, baby. Oh, you're going off. Oh, yes. Mommy loves her leaf. Kyle's FaceTiming with Portia, who's like, I'm not eating. And Kyle's like, you have to eat something for breakfast. She's like, fine, I'll have a waffle.
Love, like, Portia.
She's like, are you going to school, aka like to the other room? And Portia's like, yeah, bye, mom. I'm not eating.
They all gather except for Kathy, and Kyle reveals that last night at midnight, Kathy shuffled into her room with an armful of pillows. Her industrial fan. Then
just to say hi.
I was like, Kathy, I'm naked. And Kathy was like, oh, just checking on you. Set up shop in.
No, in Sutton's room. This was first she went to Sutton's
first
room.
First she went to Sutton's room. Sutton
was nude.
Kicked her out.
And she came in and she said, hi, girl.
Just checking on you.
And she had her fan with. Sutton goes, Kathy, do you need my fan? And she goes, no, I already have mine.
No, I have mine.
And then she went back to bed. She got back into bed with Kyle because they're sharing a bed.
Oh, I was like, what? Okay, this is a sequence of events. Okay, so then she took her fan, kicked out of Sutton's room, back into Kyle's room, and she started eating chips in bed. And then
you hear, and Kyle goes, Kathy, are you drinking a Red Bull? There's a timestamp, 1 a.m., and Kathy goes,
it was like 1:45 at the time she cracked open a Red Bull, and she goes, what is this? I thought it was just a soft drink.
Kyle goes, Kathy, that's Red Bull. You're going to be up all night. And she was like, oh well. And then she goes, suddenly, and then you hear newspapers. Kathy has like a sack of 6 newspapers, and it's just rifling through the newspapers. And Kyle goes, oh my God, Kathy, I can't go to sleep if you're reading newspapers. And she's like, what?
I was crying. I'm crying now. Kathy holding a Red Bull going, what's this?
It's camp.
It really is. Staring Camp right in the eye.
Reading newspapers.
Getting six newspapers in bed with your sister while she's trying to sleep and wrestling through them. I was like, Kathy is
she a
on
night
her
owl?
Own journey. I think so.
Yeah.
I think she stays up late and then sleeps super late the next day.
I love it.
She's also on vacation. Like, she's doing... Kathy on vacation is very similar to my vacation vibe where I'm like, I'm going to stay up late and sleep in late and be in, like, PJs and eat food.
Yeah. She's on vacation. She's having, like, a real girl's trip. Mm-hmm. She's, as Kim would say, it's Kim style, it's Kathy style.
It is Kathy style.
I miss Kim.
I know, me too. They need to get her back.
The three of them together.
We gotta do it.
So we go back to the kitchen, back to the present. Erica Jane looks absolutely wild. And her voice, for some reason, sounds even froggier today. She's like,
wow, what's everyone doing this morning?
I like that they all can't sleep without eye masks on. Garcelle said she couldn't sleep. She forgot her eye mask, so she just pulled her regular mask, face mask over her eyes.
I love that.
Which was a smart move.
Kyle said that when they were little girls. Oh, well, first Kyle goes to check on Kathy and wake her up. And she goes, Kathy, we're leaving soon. And then Kathy goes, leave me alone. And then Kyle reveals that when they were growing up, Kathy would sleep with tinfoil on the windows just so it was complete darkness.
And if you woke her up, she'd bite your head off.
Yeah.
I love that. Kathy loves to press the snooze button.
But it was such a moment of like a younger sibling going to try to wake their older sibling up. Like that was so real.
What kind of mask is Kathy wearing? She's wearing like, it looked like it was like rubber.
Yeah, it looked like a like enema or something.
It was like a water mask or something.
Yeah, looked kind of nice.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Sutton and Crystal talk again. Yeah. And you think that they've squashed the beef and everyone can like move on. This would have been the time when we all just start thinking and talking about other things. Like after this conversation, I was like, okay, like we're great. Like everyone's on the same page and we're moving on.
I just wrote Sutton sucks at this. And she's also gaslighting Crystal.
When?
In this combo.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. She's like trying to tell her like she's not, what she's thinking is not what she's thinking.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The rail ride looked fun, but Sutton is still in hell. Sutton has now descended into hell and everything is demonic hell fire for her.
Wait, well, on their way to the trip though, Erica Jane is just talking in the back and she goes, you see out there? She goes, We're nearby Gardnerville. And she goes, that's where all the fugitives, the most fugitives in the world, go to Gardnerville. And then Kyle goes, yeah, it's like the Angeles Forest. And then Erica's like, someone told me that. Whoa. And they're like, and they go, Erica, how do you know this? She goes, someone told me that. I was like, that's a... They're sneaking in little,
she's
like...
She's plotting her escape.
Yeah, they're sneaking in little, like, crime...
Crime moments.
Yeah.
Because what will... Next episode, finally, is the episode bomb. That the bomb drops and, like, I guess Erica's filed for divorce. I love just going on a vacay, pretending everything's fine, when meanwhile you filed for divorce.
Yeah, it's a move.
Yeah,
they get to these little, like, old railroad that you go... It looks fun. I want to do it.
Yeah, I was like, this looks really fun.
You pedal, like, a little bike car thing.
You ride around the mountain.
Sutton, yeah. Sutton, sometimes when you're on a trip...
And one thing goes awry.
It's either happened to you or you see it happening to someone else where they just can't win or they can't let themselves enjoy themselves and they just decide to fulfill that destiny and sink into the earth.
She's been sunken. She's in the sunken place because she, like, I think is on edge, feels like she's been painted as like this villainous, like bad person and that is probably embarrassed and thinks everyone thinks this thing when really it's like you just gotta just move on. You had a misunderstanding.
Let it go.
You talked it out. Let it go. And then like enjoy yourself on this train thing. But she's in Garcelle on the PJ level hell with the sunglasses just staring into the abyss.
She goes, is this hard? I'm a little, this is going to be hard for me.
I'm a little fragile. And the lady was like, I'll tell you what, we just had a group of senior citizens come and do the... It literally is like you pedal with your legs around a curve and back. You like ride in a circle. It's literally the easiest thing.
It's like rowing a little boat in a pond.
Easier than that,
yeah,
even.
Yeah, much easier.
Because it's on a track. You don't even have to steer it. And Sutton's like, please don't go too fast, please.
Oh, God.
I'm scared.
And at one point, she just starts waving like a pageant queen. And she goes, this is what I do when I'm nervous.
I like that. She was like, it gets her anxiety.
Yeah.
So they ride around the mountain.
They come back and they get back in the cars and Crystal and Sutton have a real talk about their dads. Because Crystal's dad had died.
Of Alzheimer's,
like a few years earlier. And then Sutton goes, my dad killed himself.
Yeah, her dad passed away from suicide, which is really sad.
She's like Southern Gothic.
Yeah. I was like, oh, they're finally like connecting over something. Like I was like, I truly was looking forward to just like let this relationship bloom into mm-hmm. something different. But I do have this sinking suspicion that this entire season is going to be about
Sutton and Crystal.
Sutton and Crystal clashing over
the B plot will be that, and the A plot will be Erica.
Yeah, like Sutton's gonna have like a bad season,
mm-hmm.
partially because she can't let it go, but also it's just like this is now gonna be the drama, is like their like race drama.
It'll either be Sutton goes or Crystal doesn't come back. I feel like.
I hope, but that like someone DM'd me on Instagram that they had like apologized and squashed the beef like. On social media or whatever.
That's good.
So I'm hopeful that they can just like work it out. And
you love Sutton.
I love Sutton. I want her to just get over
I love
it.
How I can feel your defensiveness for her.
I
was like, she's gaslighting her, and you were like, is she?
Was she?
I think she was.
I thought that they had like a conversation and squashed it. You felt like it was unfinished business.
I just feel like she's like not, she's explaining this person, what this person, she's explaining it to Crystal, which is just not like, Crystal's like, she's like, here's why you're wrong. And Crystal's kind of like, okay, like, I'm not, but sure.
Yeah.
I think Crystal actually was taking it in good stride until the end of the episode.
Well, yeah, because she just Sutton wouldn't let it go.
Yeah.
And was like still trying to prove that people... How hard it's been as a Southerner to like prove to people. It's like, don't talk about it.
At one point, Eric, well, we'll get to that. But they go back to the house and Kathy's awake and she goes, she comes out and she looks a little like bleary eyed and she goes, I put eardrops in my eyes. I didn't know how and then they're all like, wait, what? And she looks like she just woke up. And then Kyle goes, wait, what's going on? And then Kathy goes, Kyle's gonna be embarrassed to see me like this, and she runs away. She
runs away.
And Kyle chases her and she goes, no, come back.
Danny Pellegrino had put on Instagram, he was like, cheers to the Hilton sisters just like not reading the labels and just doing with products what they will.
Yeah.
And then he had a clip of there was like
the Richard sister. You keep calling it the Hiltons.
Yes, yeah, sorry. The Richard sisters. He put a clip of Kim being like, I thought it was breath spray. What was she spraying into her mouth?
Oh, yeah. Like deodorant.
Deodorant or something. She was like, I thought it was breath spray. I'd been using it for a year.
Yeah. Big Kathy never taught the girls
how to read.
How to read labels. Yeah. Kyle maybe got a little clued in, but definitely not Kim because she was like a child star.
No, Kim.
She had people doing it for her.
She was like, I was using it for a year. And you just hear Kyle go, Kim.
That's a lot. Kyle's. Kind of the Kathy, Kim, like she's always, and then Kyle runs after Kathy and then Lisa Rinna or Garcelle goes, sisters. And she goes, let me see your eyes. Let me see him. And then Kathy goes, no. And then she goes, show them to me. And she goes, all right. And she shows her eyes and she goes, oh, they don't look that bad.
I love just an eardrop in the eye. They all take to the balcony. This house, like, can Incredible. We just go there? I was getting just peaceful vibes by watching it.
This little sun porch area, I was like, I want to sleep there.
It's gorgeous.
Look out at the stars.
That view.
Erica goes, if there's one thing I love about Tom is that he lets me be myself. And I go, aka he lets her buy things with plane crash victim money.
Yeah. And also, all the ladies sit and relax.
Also, they're divorcing.
I know. I'm like, you're literally divorcing. You've already filed for divorce.
Yeah. There's one thing I love about Tom is that he lets me be himself. Lets me be myself.
What did she think? Like, this is where I'm like, what did she think was going to happen? Like, when she talks about this, but then the next day, the divorce is filed.
Wait, did we talk about how there's going to be, like, a 60-2020 special about her and Tom?
No.
It's called The Hustler and the Housewife.
Oh, we have to watch that.
It's like a full, we can do, like, on the bonus or something. It's, like, a full hour long about Tom and Erica's marriage and their alleged...
I am in.
Crime Empire.
I am in.
And it looks like it's like chilling to watch.
Yeah, they're truly hustling everyone around. Her hustle is still continuing.
It does.
She's like, talk about gaslighting. She fully is like presenting an alternate reality from the actual reality that's going on. I love about Tom, he lets me be myself.
If there's one thing I love about Tom is that he lets me be myself.
Remember, I just still am not over the rumors that her and Armie Hammer were fucking.
I love that. I hope they were.
Yeah.
Sutton's wearing really hideous slippers that you would think might be from Walgreens. But then Kyle's like, oh, I love these. I'm going to get them for my daughter. Like, what are they? And they look them up and they're $2,000 Vetements slippers.
Vetements. Lisa goes, it's Vetements.
I was
like, it's Vetements.
I love that.
Vetements.
It's Vetements.
Garcelle's like horrified. She's like, Sutton, really? And she's like, what? I love them.
Is Sutton just the wealthiest one of all of them?
She got a really big settlement, I think, from her ex.
Like, if you're going to Maxfield and just being like, yeah, I have these ugly things, and then buying the $2,000 pair of, like, that's a flex.
I think probably Kyle might be the richest now because of Mauricio and Kathy. The Hiltons.
Yeah.
But Sutton's rich. And she's single.
Oh, true.
I mean, she has a kid, but she's like...
But there's like no one else on the dole except for old Sutton. And I love Crystal going, I donate things like these.
Love.
It's like, you're a bitch and I love it. Yeah, that was a huge flex. Everyone's like...
Flexing
what they do with their money. And we love to see it.
And we see the tension. Crystal's not done with Sutton.
No. Crystal very much feels like the most popular girl in school, where it's just like it comes with ease. She's stunningly gorgeous. She's
tall,
cool, composed, tall as shit, and just like
effortless,
totally effortless and put together. And like, if you're in her crosshairs, she will eliminate you.
I do love that she and Kathy are so tight.
Me too.
I love that
Kathy's pranking Crystal on the regular.
Yeah, and Kathy's like, if she pranks you, it means she loves you. But Garcelle reveals, she's like, Kyle talks about how Paris put a brown wig on, she would look just like Kyle, how they all look alike. And then Garcelle's like, well, if Kathy thought I looked like Kyle, then I must look like Paris too. And then Garcelle goes to Kathy, you know what? Paris was just on the reel, and she dropped her baby voice, and she came on, and we were all like, hi, Paris, and she went, hi. And Kathy goes, yeah, she's come into her own.
I love Paris's real husky voice.
And then Garcelle goes, you know, Kathy, Paris used to drive me crazy.
I used to see her at parties, and I'd be like, why are you here?
She was just on her phone. And then Kathy looks at Kyle, and she goes, well, first she goes, Garcelle, you know why she did that? And then she turns to Kyle, and she goes, tell her. And then Kyle,
this is Kathy's world and we're all just living in it.
And Kyle immediately, like, it's like a script. She goes, yeah, well, you know, it just means that Paris is actually painfully shy, so being on her phone is actually like a thing. It's like a script the whole family has about Paris.
Kathy, you know, you can't ruffle Kathy's feathers.
No. You know why she did that? Tell her.
And that, like, was just like remembering that this is Paris documentary, because it goes into all of that too.
Yeah, we're remembering that this is Paris Hilton's mom and aunt in this moment.
I know. Kyle loves to bring up like the Paris connection.
Even now when she's arguably more famous,
she still loves it.
Yeah.
Like even later on, they were like, you know whose coat this is? Paris's coat.
Yeah. I think Kyle just gets a kick out of her.
Yeah. They're really, really close. And even like partied together for a while when Paris was like coming up.
Well, they were like closer in age.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyle's a little annoyed because she feels like Garcelle was making a dig at Paris, and she got like her aunt hat on and was like,
yeah,
Garcelle's lucky that we've buried the hatchet, because
then she'd just be talking shit about another member of my family. Then of all the girls retire to get ready for dinner, and Lisa, Rinna, and Garcelle are the first ones downstairs waiting and have...
The worst.
You just realize, like, Lisa Rinna just does not belong on this show anymore.
No, I'm... Right?
You were right. She has nothing to add to anything, and she...
She can't make small talk.
No, they're sitting in there, and she goes, that's quite a beam.
Yeah, they're looking up at beams.
They're looking at the ceiling.
Oh, really quick, we go back to Lisa Rinna mentions, they're talking about the election. They're like, what's going to happen? Which is kind of crazy. They never really talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone's kind of like, oh, hopefully Biden and Harris will win. And then...
oh my God, yeah. Lisa's apprentice journey.
She's like, he fired me twice in The Apprentice. She goes... And then she kind of does the annoying thing where she's like, well, he was never mean to me. And she goes, but now I don't like him at all.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
What a history.
What a history there.
I mean, Lisa, she's just been on her hustle for a long time. Is this when she talks about her lip line coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Which is also terribly timed, release that during COVID. I mean, even if it is later than she intended, it's like, you should just wait till masks are off completely.
I know.
Because, why would you even do it? Like, it's releasing, in late October, right before, second wave hit America.
You know, it's crazy, too, how much they're breaking the fourth wall now. Mm-hmm. Or third wall.
Fourth.
And how Lisa's, I never would have expected a reality show person to be the president of the United States. And it's just very weird that they're referencing reality TV on, they never have done that before.
Yeah.
I think last year just all bets were off.
All bets have come off, and now we're just entering a new era.
Which I kind of like.
Yeah, I think there should be fourth walls broken on reality TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if it's still scripted, I mean, there's a majority of reality TV, I think, is so produced and scripted
right. And
thought out. But you have to just acknowledge that. And at least it gives the illusion of we're being kind of real about this situation.
No, totally.
I'm excited to see what this next era, whatever is the next Housewives or whatever, because I feel like the Housewives are kind of winding down in a way, or we'll be around, but it's just not the most exciting show franchise anymore.
You're right. I think it was the first of its kind, and now another kind of iteration needs to.
I've been waiting for Jocelyn's Cabaret to get a bunch of episodes so I can just, because I can't do just week to week with that show, so I'm waiting to then just binge out the entire season. But I want chaotic stripper reality TV.
That might be
that's
the next...
actually what I care about the most, or just mafia reality TV.
Well, that's how it was in the beginning, and then it went away, I think, because it was too, people couldn't handle it, and now I think people can handle it.
Yeah. I think VH1 should really consider, I mean, I know that they do
Love and Hip Hop. Which is a great show.
Yeah. And that has spawned so many icons, but I really think that they should get back into
Mob Wives
or I think they should reboot Of Love. I think that they should find some aging, past their prime talent, could be male or female or non-binary, I don't give a shit, and then do these kinds of dating shows around them and kind of get an empire going again.
I think it's a good call.
We need nutty. I need just absolute nuttiness.
I need surreal life.
Yeah.
I need Omarosa telling Janice Dickinson she's a bad mother, and then Janice Dickinson crawling through the kitchen window and mm-hmm. rolling down a hill.
Yeah.
I need that.
I need that too. We all deserve that after what we've been through. And someone needs to deliver the goods.
That was a what? Or I need New York thinking, Tiffany Pollard thinking that David Bowie died. Or David Guest died. And it was actually David Bowie.
I need Tiffany.
David's dead?
I need Tiffany. They should do I Love New York. They should just do another season of I Love New York.
They should.
She needs a star vehicle mm-hmm. and to come back. They need to get her and Sister Patterson, her mom, back on TV. They should just take a road trip somewhere.
Yeah.
If you don't follow Sister Patterson on Instagram, you're missing out. She's private, but if you request her, she'll accept you and
take you into her world.
Yeah, which her world is mostly she just shares Facebook posts that she's written,
mm-hmm.
but they're really funny.
Yeah, I remember when NeNe Leakes and Kim Zolciak were going to do a buddy road trip show where they were going to film them driving across country together to LA.
Before their huge falling out. I know. So sad.
So sad.
So sad.
You know, we started watching the Long Island Medium. Garcelle was just on it, and Kim Zolciak.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She does
Teresa
it over Zoom.
Caputo.
Hey, she just like accosts people in public, and she's like, "Hey, did you, like." She goes into her daughter's place of work. Everyone's in masks. They film it during COVID. And her daughter's client, she just like is speaking about her mother who just died 3 months earlier. And the woman's like crying in the seat with a smock on and a mask on. And she's like, yeah. And her daughter's just sitting there like.
Imagine mom. Like just trying to live your life and your mom, the medium, comes
with
in.
With huge
Kate Gosselin. Her hair is like a Kate Gosselin.
Her hair looks like the alien spy girl from Mars Attacks. You know, the woman who's like, woo,
yeah, that
woo,
huge like bouffant. Yeah. Being like, did you just lose your mother? She says hello. Don't touch the salami.
Yeah. Hey. You got a mother figure that died or someone got killed? Someone murder before the time? And she's like, yeah, my uncle got murdered. And she's like, well, yeah, he's here. And he wanted to say that he didn't feel much pain when he died. Just want to let you know. They never feel pain.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love someone to just like randomly pull me aside and tell me about like my dead relatives and like how they're doing.
That happened to me once.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I was at a gay bar in New York. And this guy came up to he was with some friends of a friend. And he was like, hey, this is weird, but can I read you? Because I'm picking up on something. And I was like, what? And his friends were like, oh, yeah, he's like legit. And he's like, yeah, it's like in my family. And then he described my grandmother,
whoa,
my dad's mom, who I've never met.
What did he say?
He was like, he's like, I'm picking up on Rosie. Or like blush, and she had rosacea, and something in the chest or right here, and she died of lung cancer.
What?
And was like, I'm being shown like a white Victorian house with a big wraparound porch, and that's the house my dad grew up in.
And then what?
And he was just like, she's been with you like your whole life, and she's like, oh, because I never met her because she died before I was born, and he was like, yeah, she's like always with you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I love it. She came to me in a gay bar.
She's like, I love it here.
I love it here. Isn't that nuts?
That's cool. Yeah, any listeners, if you're channeling and you see or hear anything, you get a ping, pull me the fuck aside.
Yeah.
I welcome it. The ladies go out to dinner. And
looks great there.
Like,
that's all I want.
I guess that they're in Nevada because they're indoor dining. And also, it's like pulling a table 2 feet apart from another table isn't going to do much.
Yeah.
So I was annoyed that they just even pulled the table. But it's
I know.
Like
the posture.
The horse
like,
and pony dance around COVID. It's like we're all indoors. Like
yeah.
If someone has it, we're going to get
it. We're all getting it.
Yeah. But what? And all the
I'm gonna not miss the like the effort of like, look, there's 2 tables pulled apart.
I know. And they're I liked that the girls says. Were over it too. They were like, I can't, it's hard. I can't hear you. They're not even that far away from each other, but they were annoyed and I was annoyed on their behalf. And I'm glad to see that be a thing of yesteryear. And Kathy orders a martini and she raises it. She goes, the night has just begun.
And then she just gets a phone call. For a moment, I thought her cell phone was like one of those old fashioned ones with an antenna. And she says to Kyle, here's my honey. And Rick calls. She goes, hi, honey. Yeah, we're at dinner right now. She's just fully on her phone.
She goes, I assume you're calling just to see how the trip is going. Excuse me.
What a weird reality she's had. Here's my honey.
Does Kathy, she's just been a housewife this entire time.
Yeah.
Like, she truly is like.
She married the heir to the Hilton fortune.
And then just slept in.
Yeah.
I am jealous of that wife.
Yeah, she's had a really nice life.
I think she's had a really great life. She's nary, like, never had to read a label.
And why am I so giddy over seeing Kyle and her together?
It's true
Kyle,
alchemy.
She brings out the best in Kyle.
Kyle's on her best behavior when Kathy's around.
But Kyle has such, like...
There's a light to her.
Adoration for Kathy.
Yeah, and she's not as, like... I think Kyle
nervous.
Can get...
She's not as nervous.
Yeah, and insecure and, like...
Kathy get
picky on people.
She feels like I think she feels extra
protected.
Protected when she's with Kathy.
Because
Kathy
protect each other.
Kathy will fuck someone up for Kyle, I think. Don't you?
Yeah, they just are. They're good together.
Here's my honey.
I thought someone was gonna calling to ask about the trip.
I thought someone was gonna complain that she was on her phone, which I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah, don't come for Kathy.
No, when her honey calls,
she's and I would if I was on this show, I would just laugh at everything she does. Like I'd want to be near her at all times because she would just crack me up.
Garcelle was really getting a kick out of her.
I understand now why, like, because I think Kathy does pal around with younger women sometimes. Like on the show, This Is Paris or The World According to Paris. She was BFF with Brooke Mueller, which was a dark pairing. But I understand, like, why you would want to just hang with Kathy.
She's, like, the coolest big sister for everyone.
And she just fucking chills.
She's very...
a no-worries approach.
Kathy hangs.
Yeah.
Kathy can fucking hang, and, like, she's the opposite of unchill. Like, opposite of me.
Mm-hmm.
She can just fucking roll with it.
She's pranking you.
Pranking you. Oh, my God. She's, like... She has, like, this mentality. I mean, maybe it's for show, but, like, I don't think it is. I think she's just, like, whoop.
And she seems comfortable in her own skin. Like, she's not... I like that she doesn't get as dressed up as the other girls or just, like...
That's...
True.
True wealth.
Real wealth whispers. What did Dorinda say? Yeah.
Money... Wealth whispers. Money talks.
Yeah, like, Kathy's just gonna put on her, like, fuzzy socks and be, like... And her little, like... graphic tee this mm-hmm. is kindness is free and just like a coat that Paris left at her house.
Mm-hmm. She's also friends with Paris Jackson.
Love that. Paris Jackson, I think she needs like a mentor.
She needs a lot of
I don't know how good Kathy is at like the mentor thing, but I do think she's like fiercely there for you.
Yeah, you might not
I don't think you'll necessarily
you might not know what you're getting when she's with you, but she's there.
She's there. She cares.
She cares enough to be there.
But it's like, you wouldn't go to her for like guidance on how to handle a situation. You would just go to her to like chill with.
Yeah.
They all are talking about like how much they ate during the pandemic. And Erica goes, Tom brought home Morton's every day for 3 months. I was like, honey, stop. And I just wrote blood money steaks.
Yep. Stop, Erica.
So you dined out on the dime of a bunch of dead people.
Whoever's the FBI people surveilling this are just checking
they
things.
Wrote that down.
Morton's, okay.
I'll bet the FBI notes look really similar to our show notes.
Yeah. Sutton starts talking about Crystal while Crystal's like not, like she's talking about her. And I was just like, Sutton, this is you. This is on you.
Yeah. This is now like. You have made it impossible to root for you.
Also, don't talk about this, specifically this kind of conversation, while the person is not, one, not present, and two, sitting yonder.
Yeah, just let it go.
Let it go.
Move on.
She says to Erica, you know, you're from the South. She goes, don't you ever feel like we just have to, like, try really hard for people not to think we're racist? And Erica goes, no.
It's not really that hard.
Yeah.
You just don't act racist.
Yeah, Erica literally says that exact thing.
Yeah.
She's like, just don't be that.
Yeah. And also, like, the more you protest, the more racist you look.
Yeah.
Kathy,
brilliant Kathy, a prank that starts it all. Kathy,
she fooled me.
Kathy looks at the waiter and she goes, I'll have that one too. And she brings her two martinis and she starts downing them.
She goes, we got to do bottoms up.
Dorit, who I keep forgetting is here, by the way.
I know. And Dorit and Kathy they chug their martinis. And I was like, damn, they're really like,
ham.
They can get it. Like,
don't you feel like Dorit's sort of disappearing right now?
She kind of is, but she had a good moment where she's talking to Sutton. She's like I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. She goes, I guess I'm such a child of the world that I didn't assume people from the South are automatically racist. I would never assume. And she's like, I lived in Italy. And then any flashback of Dorit, I'm just like in literal shock because it's a different person.
Yeah.
Like I would believe a conspiracy theory that stated that Dorit died and was replaced by a bot because she has done like a Kylie Jenner level about face.
We see her yearbook photo and it literally says child of the world. That's her goal.
It did say that?
Yeah.
She is just a child of the world.
Yeah.
So everyone's, Kathy and Dorit are chugging martinis, and then the other girls like get onto their prank, and so they start chugging.
Well, first of all, before that, Sutton says something to Dorit. She gets a little pissed at Dorit.
Yeah.
And then Sutton goes, I've lived in New York. I've lived in Los Angeles. I lived in London. I'm not racist.
I've lived in Paris. I was like, well, those are all like probably pretty white places that
Paris
you live.
Paris is pretty racist.
Yeah.
not a good example.
Like, I don't think you were living in like South Central Los Angeles.
Yeah. Paris is like,
you're like full of racist. Yeah.
Yeah, so they keep downing martinis. And everyone's sort of like wising up that there's some kind of prank going on. And then Kathy says to some, was it to, who does she say? Check your phone.
Who does she say it to? Dorit?
And then Lisa, Rinna, and Erica start texting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, so you find out Kathy's trying to prank Erica because Erica looks horrified at them.
At how much they're drinking. She's like, do you know how bad you're going to feel tomorrow? And then. What it turns into, like, everyone's pranking everyone, just drinking. Kathy goes, just water.
Yeah. We find out Kathy just was ordering. She says to the waiter, can I have some glasses of water with olives? And then Erica is pretending to clutch her pearls, which for a minute I was like, Erica, like, you've seen some shit. Don't judge. And then I was like, okay, she's pranking her too. So they're pranking the pranker. And then Crystal and Garcelle, who are not involved in it, wise up to it too. So they're all involved. Kyle has no idea what's going on. She's just laughing at Kathy. And then Sutton is seeing the under the table texting, and she thinks it's about her. So she's immediately like, they just keep cutting to Sutton's face, and she has these like wide, teary eyes, and she's like, what?
In her mind, she's like, they're all calling me racist again.
Yeah. So she's like having like a fucking meltdown. And then they get back into the vans to head home, and they're all like, Kathy, Sutton, Crystal, and I think Kyle are in a car together, and they're all just like, they're all trying to, Crystal figured out, because she's just smart.
Yeah.
She figured out that, and she's a popular girl, so she knows how this shit's done. She figured out that Erica and Rinna were pranking Kathy, who still thinks that she fooled them.
Mm-hmm.
So Crystal's trying to keep the ruse going on behalf of them. That Kathy doesn't know that they know. And then Sutton's like, something's going on. There's some kind of pranking. Does Kathy... And then Crystal just playfully kicks her.
Kicks her and is and like, goes, like trying to explain to her the prank that's going on. Or just... and
wrong. And then you see Sutton's face. Her face kind of drops in horror. She's been kicked. Crystal goes, she's basically like...
Sutton is literally like... now in the seventh circle, the ultimate river Styx of lava, the bottom pit of hell, where she believes that everyone is against her, everyone hates her, she's now being like kicked in a van.
I mean, listen, I've been on friend trips or group trips where like I've had moments in my head where I'm like, everyone here hates me. So
yeah.
Like, it is that is its own circle of hell.
It's its own thing, but and it's also like definitely compounded by like the cameras are roll. Like, imagine if you thought that and then you're being like filmed during that. But Sutton, just plain and cool, is not the name of her game.
Oh no, Garcelle was in the car, and Garcelle turns around and Sutton starts crying, and Garcelle goes, "Don't cry, Sutton." Then they kind of start getting into it.
Yeah. Garcelle's done with this, like...
She's done with this trip.
Yeah.
She's like, get me home to my kids.
She's like, first you put me on this, like, plane.
Yeah. I love that. Don't cry. It's like when Adrian went, someone's crying.
Then they all finally get back to the house and stumble out of the car. And Kyle just, like, grabs Sutton's arm and starts to, like, lead her up the stairs. Kyle's, like, in a place of, like... intervention.
Well, first Crystal walks by Kyle and she goes, thank God we're back. And I'm out of that van. And then Kyle goes, what's wrong? And then Sutton approaches her and she goes, I'm going to bed.
I've got to go to bed.
I've got
to
go. And then Kyle goes, what? So she like starts escorting her. Then they start kind of duking it out. Crystal, she says to Crystal, you kicked me. And Crystal goes, oh my God. No, I was like playing with you. Like I was trying to get you to not ruin the prank that everyone, and then the prank comes out, the cat's out of the bag. She's like, no, I was trying to get you so Kathy wouldn't know. I wasn't trying to be mean. And she goes, my legs are very thin.
Kyle takes Sutton aside at one point and Sutton goes, I'm a grown woman. And Kyle goes, then act like
I was like, oh my God, I had a flashback of like me misbehaving in church. My mom going to me and my sister going, stop it.
It was very much like a real talk that would have whipped me into shape.
Yeah.
Then start acting like,
then act like.
She's making a fool of herself.
She really is. She's now incinerating.
And then Crystal's doing that thing that like just would devastate my soul if someone, and she goes, dude, chill out, like this isn't,
you're so uptight,
stop dude, it's a joke, like we're just having fun. Like she, the, anytime someone says dude to you, you're like
you've crossed a line and you're truly on the other side of the fence at this point.
You kicked me.
My legs are very thin.
My legs are very thin.
Her legs are very thin.
They are.
But so Sutton's devastated, and then they all have to like explain the joke. And I was sad because what could have been like a really hilarious moment where it all comes out, like everyone's getting pranked, and then you have like more Kathy hilarity is overshadowed by like Sutton's tears.
The bitter tears of Sutton Von Kant.
Of Sutton, whatever her last name is. And then everyone's just like, oh man.
Yeah, just like, it sucks. She's an oxygen thief.
It's like, things have taken such a turn. And then everyone's
you just see
like,
Kathy going like, Kathy's just sitting on this chair, like, perfect posture with its like, kind of look on her face. It's just like, her look is perpetual, like,
she looks like Mr. Rogers, just like kind of like happy to observe whatever's going on.
They're like, Sutton's like, well, I wasn't a part of this prank. So I felt very left out. And then Crystal and Kyle were like, we weren't either. We just figured it out. Garcelle's like, the only reason I knew is because Kathy was sitting next to me and she told me. But like, it was like, it wasn't about you being excluded. And then Sutton's like, well, I did feel excluded. And then they all go, okay, well, sorry, Sutton.
Like it's not that big of a deal. It's Crystal, not that deep.
And then Crystal's like, I'm going to bed. This is fucking crazy. This woman is a silly person. Or what did she say? She's a ridiculous person.
Yeah. And so she goes to bed and she like calls a friend and is like talking about Sutton. And then Sutton and Kyle and Kathy are in their pajamas just having like greyhounds and rehashing the night.
Kathy goes, yeah, so you kicked Crystal? She's like, your legs must have been really long because I was from a far distance. She thinks she kicked her at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And she goes, no.
So you kicked Crystal. And then she was like, no. Kyle's like, no, Kathy, Crystal kicked her. Because I was going to say, your legs had to be really long.
And then I think Sutton goes, no, you fool. It was not at the restaurant.
I literally at this point, I'm like, give Kathy
a
show. Give her a diamond and then give her a talk show where she just misinterprets everything that happens and asks you a bunch of questions over and over and just can't get it straight. Like that would be.
And tells random anecdotes.
Heaven to me. It would be like a Between Two Ferns level talk show where you just have celebrities talking to Kathy Hilton, who does not give a shit about them, and then just starts talking about like her dental play.
Incredible.
What a woman.
So then Sutton finds Crystal's like coat, her like camel coat, and she's like, well, I'm gonna be a real friend, a real girl, a lady, and go deliver this to Crystal. Mm-mm. And I was like, oh my God, leave her alone.
The drama continues.
So she's drunk, so she goes and she brings Crystal's coat, and Crystal is still inside, like deeply talking shit on Sutton, going like, yeah, it's really sad. It's really sad. She's just like a sad woman.
So you know that this is now a thing.
And so
it ends on a to be continued.
Another to be continued, and with Sutton knocking on Crystal, I have your coat. Are you decent?
Stepping into her room, the light kind of peers through and cuts to black, to be continued.
And in the next episode, one, we hear that Erica's about to, the bombs about the Girardis is coming out, but then Crystal reveals that she was nude when when Sutton came in. Sutton's just like, she can't do anything right.
You just gotta let it go.
Honey, she should have just gone, stayed up, have fun with Kathy, pound some like screwdrivers with Miss Hilton, and then go to bed.
She needed to, the move would have been to let it go the night before, to have just been like, we like had two different perspectives. You educated me. I'm glad to know. And like, let's put it behind us and move forward in good faith.
I will do better going forward.
Yeah. And then it's done. But instead, it is now, it's now
madness.
The thing. Yeah.
It's now a thing.
It's
and now
going to continue, I fear, through the entire season.
Well, now, like, maybe Crystal would have, like, you had that moment in the car, and I think Crystal was like, oh, okay, I'm connecting with this woman. You know what I mean? Like, you could have had this, like you said, this moment of, like,
of a mutual understanding or some sort of, it's like,
we get each other.
Yeah. And I think that there was an opportunity for that, for sure. And I get, Crystal is like an intimidating person to be around, I'll bet. But it's also like, you gotta just play the game, babe.
But also, doesn't seem like Crystal's that, like, she's, if she's friends with Kathy, she's probably like down to clown and be silly. So like,
where does Sutton's lols go out the door?
She's lawless.
She's lost them all.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder how she ever had them.
No, I think she's just rich. People are friends with rich
people.
She's
rich and terrified.
Yeah.
She's in a perpetual state of terror.
She's literally like turn of the screw. She's always being haunted. She's haunted by something.
She is haunted.
Southern, it's like.
It's Southern Gothic.
As I Lay Dying.
It's really, yeah, like she is very.
Faulkner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you kicked me!
My legs are thin.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Her been there little bird-like legs.
Yeah. You shoved me or something.
Yeah. That's a place I really try to never go to. Is the like
overreacting to
the
like,
overreacting
physical
like,
stuff.
Yeah. Victimized. Self. Scared and sad.
Yeah.
Trying to like self-preserve, but burying myself in the process.
And taking everyone down with you.
Yeah, and killing the joke.
Napalming the
napalming good. Kathy's lols.
Napalming the vibes.
It really was a vibe napalm.
All the oxygen.
Hey.
You kicked me!
My legs are very thin.
Dude, chill.
Please chill. Dude, chill is devastating.
Especially if you hear that on a friend trip. Woo! Get yourself to bed. Get yourself to bed. Go to bed. Come on. Go to bed.
So if Kyle takes you with a firm death grip, and Kyle's the one that's sternly chiding you, then act.
She goes, I'm
Kyle in her hat.
As your friend. Yeah. Kyle loves a hat.
Kyle loves that hat.
The agency
with
can
a
do
sharp
as,
brim.
As well as they are, and Kyle
will still
Kyle's
manage
still
to
wear
some
hideous,
horrible accessory. We like she was winning in some areas with her like buttery leather pants, mm-hmm. but just when you think that you're out of the clear, she'll put
totally.
On like an Australian hat.
Absolutely.
And then it's done.
So we've got some good things to look forward to.
Yeah, Crystal's establishing herself as MVP.
Mm-hmm. Sutton. Hoping for a rebrand, but I fear
I think Sutton can work through this, and I would be very sad if this were her downfall from Housewives of Beverly Hills, because I think she has a lot more to offer and is getting caught up, and like she's letting this trip her up in a way that it really doesn't need to.
Yeah, her you're right about it's like toxic self-preservation.
Yeah.
Don't be a joy thief.
Don't be a joy thief.
Rule one, just going forward, unless like there's boundaries being pushed that are like above your or away from what you can handle, like when you're on a friend trip, the key is roll with punches. You don't have to be the darling, you don't have to be like the it person, but like you just roll with it.
Yeah.
You hang, you're honest when it's appropriate, and like you just hang. Just be chill.
And don't be so chill. Don't be on the defensive.
You don't have to be like so chill. Like I'm not chill, but like just assume the best.
You're in Tahoe. You're in this beautiful house. Yeah,
during lockdown,
it's not that deep.
So as we go into this post-pandemic world and friend group trips are happening, don't be a thief.
Yeah, simple.
Simple. Keep it simple.
Keep it really simple on the friend trip. God, I want to go to Lake Tahoe.
I know.
I just want to go look out at that view.
I know.
God, I want to be in a house surrounded by nothing but forest.
Clear blue water and then forest.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
As far as the eye can see.
Looks like the Bahamas with oak trees.
It looks like...
Or not oak trees, pine trees.
Yeah. I just love like... I know, I guess they're in Nevada side of Tahoe, but I love that kind of area of like California. I love like railroad gold rush California. Is a very it has a very scene. Haunted vibe to it.
Well, it's like where all the serial killers were active.
Yeah,
it's like every missing child from like the late 70s early 80s
just buried somewhere around there. Oh my God, I have a scary movie recommendation.
Okay.
That's not for everyone, but if you're into...
I'm on a horror kick right
okay,
now.
It's called Satyr. It's
I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, on Shudder.
That was good.
I was with it until the very end, but it was really fucked up.
Like, the mood.
Oh yeah, the vibe.
That truly is one of the most, like, mood horror movies I've ever seen.
And how they use his actual grandmother.
Yeah.
Who's
this
like
filmmaker, I think his name's Jason Graham. It's S-A-T-O-R. I was truly like, he did the entire movie himself.
Yeah, it's very it's like a lower budget Hereditary.
Yeah. And he shot it all in Santa Cruz and like
oh really?
Yeah. And it's so like
lush,
beautiful forests and just like creepy as fuck.
You know, it kind of reminded me of the guy who Trey Edward Schultz, who did like Creesha, and like because he used his actual family. Like when that happens, it's like really there is like a special element to it.
Yeah,
that makes it even more intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was scary.
I was excited by it.
Yeah.
And like really creeped out, and it just gave me a good creepy vibe.
The sounds of like the trees.
All the sound design, which he did by himself, he recorded every sound.
I didn't know all this.
Yeah, because I then was like reading up all about the movie, and it took him 7 years to make this movie and a year and like 4 months to do all the sound design.
Wow.
He did like every single element. Like it was completely like his movie. So
yeah, it's cool. And it's like based on family, like true family lore.
It's based on his grandmother who had dementia, but then started talking about this entity called Satyr that was around her all the time and would like write through her and tell her messages and was like a guardian. She just started talking about him and he would film her. And then it kind of evolved into this like horror story that he thought up and like.
It's scary.
Made. It's really freaky.
What is Satyr?
We'll never know.
We'll watch Satyr.
Watch that. And then tell me any other creepy movies that you guys watch, because I'm on a horror kick right now, too.
We just watched The Vigil.
Oh, that was the next on my list.
It's great.
Okay, I'm going to watch that tonight.
It's about another like low budget, but it takes place in Brooklyn or Queens.
In like an Orthodox Jewish community.
Like a Hasidic community. And it's this guy who's left the community, and he's... still like recently out of it, so he's like in like a support group, blah blah, and then he gets asked to do one more job with the community called a shomer, which is I guess I didn't know this, but it's like when someone in that community dies before their body is taken away by like the mortuary, people have to sit with the body all night and keep vigil because evil will come for the soul. So like people go in shifts. It's like sitting shiva, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's like one person just sits with a literal body under like a sheet and has to wait up all night and some stuff goes awry.
Mm.
It's creepy. It's very like kind of almost Rosemary's Baby.
Cool.
It's good.
I'm in.
But yeah, watch those movies. and The Conjuring comes out this weekend.
The Devil Made Me Do It.
The Devil Made Me Do It.
I can't say if definitively if I'll be watching that or if I won't be.
Because you don't want to watch Vera Farmiga's Wage and Spiritual Warfare?
I'm glad that Vera found a franchise that's probably making her millions of dollars.
Yeah. Her and Patrick Wilson.
Like, I feel like that she's probably the person I would expect that for the least, but she made it happen. And I'm like,
she's always working.
Go with God. Yeah. She works and books constantly.
A scream queen.
Yeah, The Devil Made Me Do It. My mom, we went to go see his Quiet Place 2, and that Conjuring trailer was before the movie. And she goes, they're really calling that movie The Devil Made Me Do It? That's really the name.
I love her.
And I was like, yeah.
What a critic.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
So, just thought.
Guys, follow Laura on Lars Marie.
Follow Carrie at eCarrieO.
And
Ecaro.
Stay tuned for more Bev Hills Angels.
We'll be back next week.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.